Trump rips CNN's fake suppression polls and low ratings. By John Nolte on November 5, 2018. President Trump mocked the far-left CNN's fake suppression polls and low ratings in a tweet on Monday morning. "So funny to see the CNN fake suppression polls and false rhetoric," the president wrote. "Watch for real results Tuesday. We are lucky CNN's ratings are so low. Don't fall for the suppression game," he warned, adding, "Go out and vote. Remember, we now have perhaps the greatest economy, JOBS, in the history of our country." The president is no doubt referring to CNN's poll of the generic congressional ballot that shows Democrats up by a whopping 13 points on the eve of Tuesday's midterm election. Even when compared to other media polls, CNN's poll is not only an outlier. It nearly doubles the overall polling average, showing Democrats with only a 7.3% lead. What's more, a number of these generic ballot polls show serious tightening, real movement towards the GOP, while CNN stayed the same. On Monday, the Politico/Morning Consult poll showed Democrats with only a 3-point lead, which is down from 8 points. The ABC News/Washington Post poll showed Democrats dropping from a 13-point advantage to 8. The NBC News/Wall Street Journal poll has Democrats dipping from 7 to just 6 points. Rasmussen reports, however, which was one of the few pollsters to call the 2016 presidential election accurately, has Republicans up 1 point Monday. Last week, Democrats enjoyed a 3-point lead. What Trump means by a suppression poll is a poll deliberately rigged to demoralize Republicans, to convince them to stay home because there is no chance of winning. What's more, in the hands of a 24/7 fake news organization like CNN, a manufactured poll like this one allows the anti-Trump channel to use the poll over the next 36 hours as a talking point. By declaring the race over before all the votes are in, and using polling data to back that narrative, a suppression poll is an even more effective propaganda weapon. Basically, it is a variation of the same kind of media voter suppression we saw in 2016 when everyone in the establishment media said Trump could not win and those who dared disagree were ridiculed. Given the history of fake news at CNN during the Trump era, an unprecedented avalanche of lies, racism, fabricated stories, and open calls for violence against Trump and his supporters, at the very least, the president is prudent to ask voters to ignore CNN's wild outlier. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.